This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military says that a misunderstanding caused it to tell some international reporters that it had invaded the Gaza Strip with ground. The army later retracted that statement, but the news had already spread around the world. Well-placed Israeli military correspondents say the misleading army statements were part of an elaborate ruse to lure Hamas fighters into a deadly trap that may have killed dozens of militants. Friday's incident has threatened to further strain what has often been a rocky relationship between the military and the foreign media. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday that Britain would accelerate its COVID-19 vaccinated program to try to contain a fast-spreading variant first identified in India that could knock in a reopening of the economy off track. Johnson said the government would accelerate remaining second doses to over 50s and those clinically vulnerable to just 8 weeks after the first dose, and would prioritize first doses for those eligible who had not yet come forward. Even so, the spread of the variant could disrupt Britain's progress out of lockdown, making it more difficult to move to the final stage of a staggered reopening of the economy in June. Johnson had aimed to lift the restrictions, all of them, on June 21st. A number of U.S. states have embraced new federal guidelines that say fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks indoors or out in most situations. But other states and some businesses are taking a wait-and-see attitude amid questions of whether their new advice from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is safe or even workable. This is VOA News. Gas shortages have spread from the U.S. South, almost exhausting supplies in Washington, D.C. The runs on gasoline follow a ransomware attack that forced the nation's largest gasoline pipeline to shut down. Georgia-based Colonial Pipeline reported making substantial progress in getting the pipeline back in full service. Meanwhile, multiple sources reported that Colonial paid the criminals nearly $5 million in cryptocurrency for a software decryption key to unscramble the network. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday that his administration will seek to put the responsible Russian-speaking ransomware gang out of business. Its operators said that they were shutting down, but cybersecurity experts warned it could be an exit scam. The head of U.S. Health and Human Services says that reports of unaccompanied migrant children being forced to stay overnight in parked buses at the Dallas Convention Center are completely unacceptable, if it's true. Secretary Xavier Becerra said Friday that the agency is investigating. It is unclear how many children were kept on buses overnight at the Kay Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. Dr. Amy Cohen, a psychiatrist and child advocate, says that the 15-year-old Honduran boy she's working with was held from Saturday to Wednesday, and that the boy encountered at least three other children who were held as long. Transportation contractor MVM and Inc. says that one child was held beyond 4 hours. China has landed a spacecraft on Mars for the first time and the latest step forward for its ambitious space program. Plans call for a rover to stay in the lander for a few days of a diagnostic test before rolling down a ramp to explore an area of Mars as known as Utopia Planitia. It will also join an American rover that arrived at the Red Planet in February. China's first Mars landing follows its launch last month of a main section of what will be a permanent space station and a mission that brought back rocks from the moon. Japan is further expanding a coronavirus state of emergency from 6 areas, including Tokyo, to 9, as the government repeated its determination to hold the Olympics in just over 2 months. Japan has been struggling to slow infections ahead of the Games. 3 additions are Japan's northern island of Hokkaido, where the Olympic marathon will be held, Hiroshima, and Okayama in western Japan. Bars, karaoke parlors, and most entertainment facilities are required to close as a result, but business owners who comply will be compensated. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.